St. Joseph the Worker, and a cool day today. Obviously, another day in a new month in May, and glad it's spring. Let's continue to go. St. Joseph the Worker, inspiring in a couple ways in my experience, and probably with you. One, he didn't talk in the Bible, nothing. The fact that he was a worker, we just heard actually those people that were going against Jesus and saying, "Who is this guy? I know who he is. He's a little punk, and now he's teaching people. Who was it?" Well, they said it was Joseph's son. Is he not the carpenter's son? Because St. Joseph, that was one of his trades, as a carpenter. And that word is a different thing in Greek. So it's not necessarily a carpenter, but it could be somebody that's like using stones or doing something like a tactical thing to build something. And also the image for St. Joseph to showing the work quietly again, to offer something, to do something, and he used his hands. Really, and then we see his son, as Jesus, that God the Father has showed us that we need to work. We need to offer something, and today we have different talents and gifts and charisms that God has given us in the work world. Whether it's our hands or our mouths, our arts. I just wrote for we're getting yearbooks for the preschool, for our kids at school, and my thought to them to write something is their art. To see their art as little kids is a lot better than me. They're using a gift from God to work. It's something that was beautiful. Then finally, this morning, it was, you know, because I read the readings on my app, on my iPhone. So I was actually reading from the normal day, as the app didn't have St. Joseph. I'm glad I was recognized with that. But something Jesus said that was very, very good to connect in the good of the Spirit with the readings. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You know, when you see St. Joseph again, he protected Mary and the baby. He was silent, and he really fed them. He was their house, their job, the groceries, if you will. And he, again, hearing this, and John, St. John the Evangelist, when Jesus said, "Peace I leave you, peace my peace I give you," do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. And that's when Joseph had those images. He had those dreams, those recognition of knowing what God is telling him to do with Mary and Jesus. So praise God for St. Joseph, the worker, an image for us of how to work, whether we're at our career now, or we're retired, or we're little kids. What are we called to do to work for our Lord?